Glancing back, I got my first clear look at the monster. He was 7 feet tall, easy, his arms and legs like something from the cover of Muscle Man magazine. Bulging biceps and triceps and a bunch of other seps, all stuffed like baseballs under vein-webbed skin. He wore no clothes except for underwear. I mean, bright white Fruit of the Looms, which would have been funny except for the top half of his body. Coarse brown hair started at about his belly button and got thicker as it reached his shoulders. His neck was a mass of muscle and fur leading up to his enormous head, which had a snout as long as my arm, snotty nostrils with a gleaming brass ring, cruel black eyes, and horns, enormous white and black horns with points you just couldn't get from an electric sharpener. I recognized the monster all right. It had been in one of the first stories Mr. Brunner told us, but it couldn't be real. I blinked the rain out of my eyes. That's Pacifici's son, my mother said. I wish I'd known how badly they want to kill you. But it's a mi- Don't say its name, she warned. Names have power. The pine tree was still way too far, 100 yards uphill at least. I glanced behind me again. The bull man hunched over our car, looking in the windows. Or not looking exactly, more like snuffling, nuzzling. I wasn't sure why he bothered, since we were only about 50 feet away. Food, Grover moaned. Shh, I told him. Mom, what's it doing? Doesn't it see us? Its sight and hearing are terrible, she said. It goes by smell, but it'll figure out where we are soon enough. As if on cue, the bullman bellowed in rage. He picked up Gabe's Camaro by the torn roof, the chassis creaking and groaning. He raised the car over his head and threw it down the road. It slammed into the wet asphalt and skidded and sparked about half a mile before coming to a stop. The gas tank exploded. Not a scratch, I remembered Gabe saying. Oops. Percy, my mom said, when he sees us, he'll charge. Wait until the last second, then jump out of the way directly sideways. He can't change directions very well once he's charging. Do you understand? How do you know all this? I've been worried about an attack for a long time. I should have expected this. I was selfish keeping you near me. Keeping me near you? But... Another bellow of rage, and the bullman started tromping uphill. He'd smelled us. The pine tree was only a few more yards, but the hill was getting steeper and slicker, and Grover wasn't getting any lighter. The bullman closed in. Another few seconds, and he'd be on top of us. My mother must have been exhausted, but she shouldered Grover. Go, Percy. Separate. Remember what I said. I didn't want to split up, but I had the feeling she was right. It was our only chance. I sprinted to the left, turned, and saw the creature bearing down on me. His black eyes glowed with hate. He reeked like rotten meat. He lowered his head and charged, those razor-sharp horns aimed straight at my chest. The fear in my stomach made me want to bolt, but that wouldn't work. I could never outrun this thing, so I held my ground, and at the last moment, I jumped to the side. The bullman stormed past like a freight train, then bellowed with frustration and turned, but not toward me this time, toward my mother, who was setting Grover down in the grass. We'd reached the crest of the hill. Down the other side, I could see a valley, just as my mother had said, and the lights of a farmhouse glowing yellow through the rain. But that was half a mile away. We'd never make it. The bull man grunted, pawing the ground. He kept eyeing my mother, who was now retreating slowly downhill, back toward the road, trying to lead the monster away from Grover. Run, Percy, she told me. I can't go any farther. Run. But I just stood there, frozen in fear, as the monster charged her. She tried to sidestep, as she told me to do, but the monster had learned his lesson. His hand shot out and grabbed her by the neck as she tried to get away. He lifted her as she struggled, kicking and pummeling the air. Mom! She caught my eyes, managed to choke out one last word. Go! Then, with an angry roar, the monster closed his fists around my mother's neck, and she dissolved before my eyes, melting into light, a shimmering golden form, as if she were a holographic projection, a blinding flash, and she was simply gone. No! Anger replaced my fear. Newfound strength burned in my limbs, the same rush of energy I'd gotten when Mrs. Dodds grew talons. The bullman bore down on Grover, who lay helpless in the grass. The monster hunched over, snuffling my best friend, as if it were about to lift him up and make him dissolve too. I couldn't allow that. I stripped off my red rain jacket. Hey! I screamed, waving the jacket, running to one side of the monster. Hey, stupid! Ground beef!